CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday, everyone. This is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm your host, Jen Sanasi, and on today's show, we're passing it over to CoinDesk Indices for some weekly market insights.
WonderCraft AI Voice here to give you three crypto markets takeaways from this week. And stick around, we'll have additional analysis from Cruz Enix, ecosystem growth lead at Index Cooperative. First, Tracy Stevens, senior index manager at CoinDesk Indices, provides markets highlights for the week ending March 22nd with data from March 19th. 17 out of the 20 assets in the CoinDesk 20 are up this week. The three exceptions are all alternative layer ones: Solana, Avalanche, and Aptos. 11 assets have declined more than 15%, with Litecoin down 21.4%, Filecoin down 20.7%, and Stellar down 20.5%. Across the 189 assets in the broader CoinDesk market index, credit platform AMP leads. AMP is up nearly 60% more than this week after jumping more than 1.5x between last Monday night's close and Tuesday's open, then giving back a portion of those gains. For our analysis section this week, Cruz Enix writes, "The surge that digital asset traders have enjoyed since the start of the year showed signs of abating this week. 17 out of 20 assets in the CoinDesk 20 Index and CoinDesk Market Index retraced their gains, and 11 assets declined more than 15%, with Litecoin, Filecoin, and Stellar falling the most. The three exceptions were all alternative layer ones: Solana, Avalanche, and Aptos. Solana in particular continues to benefit from the surging interest in Solana native meme coins, where traders are required to transact in SOL to enter and exit their position. Other layer ones appear to be coasting on Solana's momentum. In the computing sector, top performers Render Network and Pyth continued to post significant gains, with Pyth posting an over 20% gain this week. While in the culture and entertainment sector, standout performers include Prime and AIOs. The rest of the store was strong month on month, but dipped back this week. In the currency sector, most of the leaders gave back 15 to 20% this week, while new top performers emerged in DeFi with AMP and ZRX leading the way month on month and this week. LDO continues to lag behind as the worst performer in the DeFi sector for both the month and the week. In the smart contract platforms sector, alt layer ones topped the chart, including SOL, AVAX, Phantom, and NEAR. Overall, last week saw the highest momentum project and protocols continuing to demonstrate relative outperformance, while everything else gave back 15 to 20% of their gains. It remains to be seen whether this week's dip represents a fundamental trend reversal or just a slight pullback. Going forward, market watchers will be keeping an eye on the relative outperformers. Will the year-to-date standouts like SOL, Prime, and SHIB continue to be the fastest horses if we see a bounce? If not, we could see a reversal in the current risk-on growth environment. Like what you're hearing, head on over to CoinDeskMarkets.com for more. Thank you for listening. That's it for today's show.